All right, so look, the episode's about to get real interesting. I don't know if that... Well, actually, yeah, I'm going to speak it into existence. The episode is getting real fucking interesting. Today's episode is about to be real interesting. I'm about to tell y'all what's going on in the... Well, shit, I ain't about to lead y'all on. What happened just now is I met this nigga on Facebook. Where, I don't know where I left off at on the last... No, I'm not going to go off on no tangent. I'm going to work on myself, and these podcasts are going to help me do it. When I talk, I'm going to stick to one thing and finish it. So what I'm saying is right now I just left the Panera Bread and met me a nigga off Facebook. Was supposed to buy a cracked iPhone with the iCloud lock on it for $50. iPhone 7, and you know I was about to eat off that motherfucker. I was about to go up there, $100 starting bid, $200 the best offer. How you doing? Come get this motherfucker. If it don't work, relist it. You dig what I'm saying? 7 days, easy money. So then I was about to go up there and get that. And the GameStop shit didn't work because I think it was four. And I don't. That's why I was saying I don't know if the fucking little. That's why I went off on my tangent, because I don't know if the shit was relevant anymore. Because if I already said it, then there's no need for me to repeat it. But anyway, it don't even matter now. You know twice. So my biggest thing with that was is I kind of gave that up. But then right after that, yesterday, I messaged me a nigga, and I should have made me an episode about it. I told myself, and now I'm beating myself up about it. Not really. I mean, I'm done. It's over with. The fight's over. I lost. Hot looking ass. But nah, the thing is I'm just at the same time, like, saying now I went and I bought a bunch of... Well, shit, now I didn't even make an episode about that. I bought a DS first. So we'll start with that. I bought a DS from... I don't even remember where the fuck I got that thing from. Oh, this nigga, man. Let me tell you about this shit. And I should have told y'all about this when it fucking happened. It happened kind of fast. I was sitting in traffic for a long ass time on the way to this nigga. Jumped off, boom, grabbed this DS from this dude at the Taco Bell. And I think it was... $20 or $30? $25. Nigga listed that shit for $50. I said, bro, will you... And that's the thing about this marketplace, this Facebook marketplace, is I told you it resembles real estate so much, because you literally just shoot a nigga a ridiculous offer. I was listening to Bigger Pockets, and these niggas say it don't matter what they list it for, or if it's a good house or whatever, they will throw an offer in there. Even if it's the most ridiculous offer, you just have to put your fucking number in. So I mean, I think a nigga, like, I think the nigga with the $50, what did he say? With the $50 iPhone, he wanted fucking, I sent him $10. And that's not me going on a tangent, that's just me making a point that you gotta throw your fucking hat in the ring, man. Like, fuck it. So then, when he said no, I was like, man, shit, I don't even give a fuck about that. Now I'm about to go off on a tangent because it makes sense to loop it back. That's kind of why I do it. So I'm not about to work on myself. Fuck it, I like being me. It's kind of how we usually end these sessions of, like, self-improvement. I mean, unless it's something that I really need to work on. But at the end of the day, my point was with that is that this nigga just said, I mean, fuck it, $50 is cool. I know that at the end of the day, I can't lose on buying an iPhone. It was cracked. It was screen. I did the research. I done did all of it. $100, easy money. Even if it was just $50 profit, that was easy money. So then what happened was, it was like, boom, I went up there, met dude. And I, you know, I mean, he seemed like he had something about him, like, that was not, like, shaky, but, like, he just wanted to get this over with, you feel me? But he did seem honest because he walked up, and that's kind of something I gauge, too, is, like, you know how you do people. Not, like, I'm judging you, but I'm judging your energy. I'm judging your mannerisms. I'm judging, you know what I mean? And that was the dude at Taco Bell, this dickhead. I went, this bitch gave me the wrong charger. And motherfucking, like, the next day, because I took it to the game store to get it appraised and shit, like, yo, what would y'all give me? And I already know how much I'm going to get for it on eBay, but I was like, shit, if I just want to, you know, quick money, how much would y'all give me? It was like $7. I said, bitch, you got them crazy. So I left, and then the dude, but they did tell me that this nigga didn't have the right charger with it. And this nigga decides that he is going to leave, because I guess I took a minute, I ain't going to lie, but this nigga left the charger by the door of Taco Bell. The next day, like, I messaged him in the morning. He met me up there the same time. He was like, yeah, bro, you taking too long. Fuck that. I'm going to just leave it up there. I said, bro, just hold on to it and I'll just come to you. Nah, fuck that. It's up there. You can go get it. People like that just aren't worth talking about. So we're going to move on. You dig what I'm saying? So the next thing is, like I was saying, I was gauging dude little mannerisms and energy and shit like that. He just seemed like he wanted to get it out the way. But he did seem like he did have time. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I always walk up like shit. Just give me this shit and let me go. You dig what I'm saying? Like here, take it and let me go. But sometimes I do need to stop doing that, because yesterday, that's how I didn't get the right charger. Nigga was trying to go in there and show me that, you know what I mean, the shit worked. I was like, bro, you seem like you an honest nigga. You was ready to take me in there and shit. Just take the money, we'll go ahead and move. Not doing that shit no more. Got burnt, and that's why I got burnt, because I had to learn the lesson. Anyway, moving on is that this time I went in there, and I was just about to do the same thing, but dude was like, nah, come on, we gonna show this and that it worked. We sat down in Panera's, kicked it for a little second, got to talking about it. He told me how he came up on the iPhone. I'm not going to speak on that for personal reasons, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just, you know. But anyway, he told me how he came up on his little iPhone. It wasn't nothing too major shit. It was basically, like, a pretty legit situation. And at the end of the day, what I was saying is just, does the thing, like, work? Is everything, you know what I mean? Because just, like, the way you was, like, carrying it, like, you good, bro? So then I go to take this shit out. It come with a case, so I go to take this shit out the case. And motherfucking, like, the screen look funny. You know what I mean? Like, somebody done worked on it. Like, you had the edges protrude a little bit. Like, you might be able to take the screen off. So I'm like, bro, you sure this shit work? And then he's looking at me like, yeah, everything should be good. Everything good. And he still won't tripping. So I go to, like, pulling on that motherfucker. And it's just a screen protector. And he's surprised, just like me. He's like, oh, shit. So the screen not cracked. So come to fucking find out, episode 2 of this shit will be released when I figure out what I'm going to do. But right now, I done got me a free iPhone 7. It's an iPhone 7. It's perfectly working. The shit got an iCloud lock on it. But all I got to do to get rid of the iCloud lock is pay $20 and the fucking people to get rid of it. I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to sell this. I know I'm going to sell it, because that's like an easy $300 profit. Like, I'm going to put it up there for $350 or some shit like that. Easy. But I'm also trying to figure out at the same time, do I want to keep? Nah, I don't even want to keep. I ain't trying to figure out shit. I'm going to just, like, make the next episode of this and let you guys know when this shit is sold. Thanks for listening to me ramble. This has been King Prince Podcast, and I hope everyone is having a great day, afternoon, or evening. Have a good one.